curtain drawn on the 2024 season, we take a look back and do the driver grades.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. Yes, we are back once again. And although the season is over, we have got to write our review cards and give each driver a grade for this season. Now, we've had a couple of driver changes throughout the season, but we're going to look at all but Bobby Thompson because he only did one round.
Yes.
Everyone else completed three or more rounds, which is normally our threshold to get a grade for the end of the year.
Yep. Rest in peace, the Barney the Dinosaur, BMW. It's a real shame we didn't see more of that. Hopefully that will change for 2025.
Yep.
Before we go into the grades, obviously the season is done. Jake Hill is a champion. He'll be the last one to grade because it's fairly obvious what we're going to give him. How are you before we How are you before we dive in?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. We've done a little 10 minutes with because you went to see the TCR. If you haven't gone and watched that already, go and watch that or listen to it. It's on both platforms. But yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm waiting for the rumours to start.
Well, they have started in earnest.
Yes, they
have.
We'll
get onto that another time. That'll be another record. I today have started some scripts for some other touring car content over the off season, so keep an eye on that. Just because the season stopped, we ain't. usual sort of housekeeping for this particular podcast. We'll be going through giving our grades. Sam and I agree on most of them.
Yeah, there's a couple. I'm quite surprised at how many we have agreed on this year.
There's only a couple where we don't agree. Obviously, they're just our grades. They're just for fun. Please calm down. And we'll also be saying after whether we think they'll be back next year or not. So we'll be feeding into a little bit of the rumour mill without fully committing to it because there's plenty of time between now and the start of the season for us to get our teeth into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you vastly disagree with the grade that we've given a driver, please do let us know in the comments below because we'd love to know your reasoning, how you think their season's gone, and any drivers that you think may be staying, maybe moving teams, or new drivers coming into the championship.
Well, without any further ado, let's get on to our first driver of the season, driving on his own for Unlimited Motorsport, Darrell DeLion. So he had 18th overall, no wins, no podiums, but did compete in the Jack Sears and took 48 points outright in the series.
Yep.
I'm going for a B.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. He showed some, at times this season, some real highlights, some real points where you thought, okay, as you would say, there's a racer in there.
Long live Dexter Patterson.
And yeah, he's shown some good veins of form. He needs to work on getting his grid slot sorted because he's had a couple of those penalties this season. But overall, considering the position he was put in at the start of the season, he's done very well.
I was about to say, some people might think that the grade seems high given where he's finished and all that kind of stuff. But I think when you look at the way the season started, he didn't get a single, or I've got maybe one lap in, which didn't really count because it was absolutely torrential at that
point. Yes, it was. We were back in the car by that point.
Yeah, so media day, he was behind the garage all day, and the whole thing looked tin pot again. If we're being frank and honest, we came away thinking it's just tin pot.
And it wasn't just then. It was noticeable when we went to events over this year, his garage crew was tiny
compared to
everyone else.
Even Restart Racing, who obviously knew his sport as well. So yeah, he's also been a bit of a guinea pig in the final two rounds of the season for the new fuel. But yeah, he's had a decent season given the circumstances. He's shown real pace at times as well. I think he'll be back next year, and I think he'll be at Unlimited Motorsport again next year.
Yeah, so do I. I think he'd be silly to try and move elsewhere unless he gets a wonderful offer, which I don't think he's quite earned as of yet. So I think going forward, and Unlimited Motorsport have already said that they will be looking possibly towards running a second car alongside possibly DeLeon.
Absolutely right. Moving on then to Chris Smiley from Restart Racing, the first of the two in the Restart Racing garage. I've gone for a C overall. So he had 17th overall in the standings with 70 points, no wins, no podiums. He did take a couple of independent victories, however, eligible in that category. Obviously, his first season back after a couple of years out, he's been in the TCR and become a TCR champion in that time. I thought it was a solid, if not spectacular, return to the series.
Yeah, he showed some good highlights, as did DeLeon in that car. And I think certain circuits suited that car a lot better.
Yeah.
And at those circuits, he was quite able to run comfortably just inside the top 10, which I think at the start of the season, that would have probably been something that they were sort of like looking to achieve.
I will say when he has had, he had a couple of poles through the reverse grid.
Yeah.
Didn't quite maximise those.
No.
Albeit, I don't think the car is capable of winning a race at this moment in time. But perhaps next season, I think he will be back. I think Restart Racing will say, I think he'll be one of those seats. I think that they'll be looking to get a few more top six finishes and then maybe try and get on the podium as well. Okay, moving across the garage then to his teammate Scott Sumpton. 21st overall, no wins, no podiums, 20 points scored in this series proper. I'll go for a C. Obviously, it's not an overwhelmingly good debut in the series, but it is a debut season.
He's scored a decent haul of points. He hasn't disgraced himself. I don't think he's had that many retirements either. He hasn't been caught up in incidents. He's kept his nose and his powder fairly dry. Was I expecting more from him at the start of the season? I don't think so,
in all honesty.
We've got to remember that he's a young driver still, coming into the sport. Obviously, had a year in TCR previously. But I don't think... I don't think there was much else to expect from him, in all honesty.
We already know he won't be at Restart Racing next year. He's announced on his socials that they have parted ways. Personally, I don't think he'll be back on the touring car grid at all.
Me neither.
The only slot that might work is at Unlimited, but I think they'll have their eye on a more experienced driver, personally.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll see Scott Sumpton back in the series next season.
Do you think he's likely to go back to TCR?
That would make the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to PMR then. We'll start off with Aaron Taylor-Smith. Now, he finished 7th overall with 2 podiums, 224 points, independence champion. I've gone for an A, and you have too.
Yeah, it was a very good season. PMR keep on surprising people.
Yep.
You probably more than I, but they've done extremely well with the car, double included in that, who we'll get on to. But Aaron Taylor-Smith, to be effectively best of the rest, when you've got those top six drivers are normally in a little bit the class above, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be...
on all manufacturers as well.
Yeah. What he's achieved this season has been awesome. He looks really happy in the team. He looks really comfortable in the car. And he's almost in that sweet spot, I think.
Yeah, so he finished every single race this season in the points, the only driver to do so. He won the independence at an absolute canter. The only blot you might put on his copybook is that he perhaps could and maybe should have taken an outright win at some point.
Yeah.
However, as we just said there, he is competing or falling behind. The six drivers ahead of him are all in works teams, and they are quick drivers. Let's not get confused about that. So, it's been a really good season. He's already pretty much announced he's back next year for PMR on his social medias. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what he can do next year with the PMR, who will be going into their final year of the Astra, assuming that they don't change it in the off-season, which I don't think they will.
Yeah, there are a couple of things possibly lining up for how it all changes going into next season and the season after, which means I think, this will be the last season with the Astra, and we'll see how it all develops from there onwards.
Yeah, and he just raced superbly well this year. Okay, he's not taking a win, but I think this is the best season he's ever had in the touring cars, personally, in terms of just how good he has been. But, we'll move across to his stablemate, Mikey Doble, then, who finished 12th overall, took one podium, which was, of course, at Alton Park, where he nearly took a race win, trying to fend off Jake Hill. We have given him... Did we agree on this one?
We did.
148 points overall, both gave him a B. Jack Sears, trophy winner as well, of course.
With some comfort this season. Obviously, he came so close last season and was beaten by his then-teammate, Andrew Watson. And this year, we thought that Roland Pearson was going to be that closest challenger, along with Sam Osborne. Osborne's early season form didn't really keep him in that battle. He had a few too many DNFs. And Pearson, as we know, unfortunately dropped out towards the end. So it was a fairly comfortable win for him in the end.
But you can only beat what's on track.
And yes, exactly.
Continually. He's looked faster times, his qualifying was good.
Yep.
You would say that a couple of races didn't go his way and he fell through the order a couple of times, but let's not forget this is his second season in touring cars. Without being ingenuous to other form of racing, it's his second series or second season, sorry, in what you might call race professional racing.
A premier racing,
that's a better word for it. Yeah, thank you.
He's obviously shown his quality in winning the BMW Compact Cup, which you saw out at TCR last time. And it runs in that family, so we might even...
Or drives.
Yes. We may even see possibly his brother make a step up sometime soon. But I think Mikey will be there next season.
Yeah, there's no reason for PMR to change that.
And I think he will be at PMR.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's no reason to change what's a winning formula, is there? So.
Moving on then to Hyundai and on to Nick Halstead.
Yeah, so
it's a tricky season.
Yeah, we do disagree on this one. So let's just cover off the stats. 22nd overall, no wins, no podiums, 7 points scored overall. I've gone for a D.
You have?
You've gone for a...
I've gone for an E, mainly because last season he had points penalties where due to engine changes and such like. And I believe he scored 5 points overall last season, which in my mind, effectively, he scored less points this season when there's less drivers, more chances to score points, and just was noticeably off the back at times.
My defence would be, I think he was overall quicker this season.
Okay.
I don't think he was as far off the pace. I will say that there were a couple of races where drivers that had drive-through penalties or crashed were able to catch him relatively quick and pass him. That's not ideal. He's also in top-performing machinery, albeit you'd assume the resources are more put towards Tom and Tom as the manufacturers in that team. And obviously, he's a slightly satellite-ish team member. I think his overall race craft has been better, particularly second half of the season. He has made a few mistakes, but you'll be hard-pushed to find a driver on the grid who hasn't made mistakes. Mm. I do ultimately feel he's not good enough. I'm not going to sit here and say I think he is good enough.
The only caveat that I would say is that I think he's done well for the sport in the couple of years that he's been involved at the forefront and being a driver in the sport, because he has brought along a couple of different ideas that have really taken off. The crazy carts thing, I think, is a brilliant thing on a Saturday, because it gets more people to interact with the drivers as well, to see them in a different light, and also the fact that he's been one of the forces behind getting everything onto TikTok.
Yeah.
And the extended coverage, or the extra coverage, the free coverage, again, that you get on that side of things, I think has been brilliant.
Which is a great segue to my people. We're also on TikTok for free and all that kind of stuff.
But I think if he's going to concentrate on that sort of stuff, he doesn't need to be a driver.
No, and I think we might see him struggle to be back on the grid next year, particularly as we understand that there's potential accelerator looking for an assistant team, maybe Team Dynamics run through Accelerate, etc. They might have six on the grid. But of course, it comes down to funding. And Nick Howell said, while he has to find funding like everybody else, he has got those contacts that can get him onto the grid.
Yeah, the fact that you can get ITVX as a sponsor, it's a big chunk of money that helps him towards getting that drive. So we'll see. There's a case of, I don't think he deserves to be back, but will he be back? I kind of have a sneaky suspicion that he might be.
I don't think he will be.
Okay.
He has put a post out on the Touring Car Chat page about the fact he will be assessing his bits and pieces in the off-season.
Which all drivers do.
Yeah, I think that he will be in racing in some form next year. I might suggest he might move across to the GTs, perhaps, which might be more suited to his style of racing.
Yep.
But I don't think he'll be back on the grid next year.
Okay. Moving on to Pearson then. Obviously didn't complete the full season, but finished 16th overall with that one win at Donington. No other podiums apart from that, with 70...
Brands, wasn't it?
Brands. I do apologise. Yes, it was. It was the previous one that got rescinded at Donington that I was thinking of. Win at Brands, no other podiums, 77 points, and we've both gone for a C here.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke to him at Media Day, and Targets, that's the one. was looking for the Jack Sears, and when he left the series, in all truth, he was nowhere near it, if we're being perfectly honest.
He was dropping back, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Look, he had a lot of problems with the car this year. Yes, the car let him down. Definitely. I think when you get several gremlins in one season, you start to lose confidence in the whole project, and he pretty much intimated that when he gave his statement when he left the sport.
Yep.
it wasn't a great season for him. I don't think, I'd say the win was a high point, but it was a chink of light in a season of cloud, really. I've gone for a C. You've also agreed with me.
Yep.
Yeah, it just wasn't a particularly spectacular season for him.
Are we going to see him back next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Not at Accelerate.
Have you heard the same rumours that I've heard?
What, BMW?
No. Well, I've heard BMW as well. I've also heard the possibility of PMR running a third car.
Yeah.
Again, and yep. going there. And the fact that although there was the press release of running out of funding and moving on and it's the right decision, I've heard there might have been a falling out behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely. There are.
Possibly already signing contract for next season.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. Who was that with? Does it, do you not
possibly
know?
BMW.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumours on yeah. rumour mill of BMW, which we'll get to, but effectively, BMW are looking to run four cars, it would seem, next yep. year. And we'll get to that when we get to the BMW section. But I will say, whilst I do think he'll be back next year, I'm going to get all kinds of hate here, so you might have to just be the meme where you defend me. I don't think Ronan Pearson deserves a shot at BMW at this stage of his career. But I'm putting it out there now. I think there are other drivers who are more deserving of that shot at this moment from the 1.5 seasons we've seen from him. I think he's a good driver, and I think he's got yes. great potential.
Yeah.
But he's been at a title-winning team for a season and a half.
Yeah.
And he didn't really shine overall.
I think last season was better for him
yeah.
than this. But as you say, there have been much more reliability problems for Hyundai this season, then he seemed to have bed the brunt of them.
Yeah.
From what I can see. Whether there have been bridges burnt and stuff like that, that's down to between those yeah. people. That's up to them.
The Matt Jackson scandals of past, yes.
And does he deserve it? I don't think he quite deserves that rise.
WSR is the biggest team on the grid, apart yes. from perhaps Napa. Yeah. In terms of history, it's the biggest team on the grid. There's no debate about yeah. that. And they are one of the best cars on the grid as well.
But have WSR got to be looking towards the future, which we mentioned earlier this season and at the end of last?
Yeah, but there's a certain chap who goes with Bobby Thompson, who I think is way more deserving of that seat than...
Yeah.
I'd also argue, if you want to look at BMW, that Rob Huff is more deserving... Okay, it's not necessarily for the future, but I'd argue Rob Huff is potentially more deserving of that seat.
Yeah.
Or Josh Cook, who's never had a chance at a top team. Yeah. For me, there are other options on the market. Obviously, we don't know he's gone to BMW. That is just one of the rumours. It's not set in stone.
Yeah.
I think he will be back on the grid. I've got a sneaking suspicion it might be Unlimited Motorsport.
Okay. But I think he'd have to bring a lot of funding for that.
Depends on how much Duckhams are putting in.
That is true.
I don't know. But yeah, I think he'll be back on the grid. Right, moving on to somebody who should definitely be back on the grid next year. Dan Zelos, who finished 19th overall, 44 points, no wins, no podiums. So I did see a stat that if you aggregated out his Jack Sears scores, he'd have probably won the title.
It would have been exactly the same point score as Mikey Doble. Which is bonkers to think.
Yeah,
and in the 9 races that he was there, he scored points in every single race.
Yeah, don't get us wrong. Brands Hatch was slightly underwhelming in terms yeah. of what he'd done in the previous two. But we've both gone for a B that Dan Zelos should be on the touring car grid. I know I'm a meme about it.
Proved it now yeah, as well.
He's good enough.
Yeah,
he's good enough.
Definitely.
He won the mini championship, which is a ridiculously big trophy, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It's half the size of it.
It's huge.
He is small, though. Yeah, but it's supposed to be mini. Anyway, yeah, he won that an absolute canter, missing yeah. obviously rounds to compete in the touring cars. He proved when he was in that touring car this season that he's more than good enough to compete at the top level. I hope he's back next year. It's going to come down to funding, and I worry he might miss out personally.
I think he will be there. I think he will be with Accelerate, and I think there may be a situation that if he can't quite stump up the last little bit, then Bristol Street Motors will step in.
Yeah, don't forget, of course, there's potentially Team Dynamics this yeah. team as well to consider. Yeah. But, okay, I'm going to be really controversial here. Let's go back to Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
Zelos deserves a shot at the BMW more than Pearson, in my opinion.
It's tricky after just 9 races.
I'd argue he's left a bigger impression in those yes. 9 races than yes. Pearson did in the season and a half in the team.
Yeah.
And that sounds harsh, I know. And obviously Pearson, before people say, is obviously a better racing driver than me, obviously. But
most people are.
But by design, is he as good a podcaster as me? We'll never know. But yeah, for me, if you're saying you want to look at future.
Yeah.
We'll just leave that one to percolate. Right. Moving on then to Tom Chilton. He was 10th overall. One win, two podiums. We've not actually had this before, so podiums don't include a win for the sake of these stats. And he got 187 points overall. We've both gone for a C. I think it's fair to say the peak era of Tom Chilton is over. He was fine at times. He was not fine at times. I don't think...
He pleasantly surprised me at the start of this season.
Yeah, at the start.
And his qualifying performances on a whole, for sort of like the first three quarters of the season, were pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought he might actually be the driver to be there to help Ingram along the way a little bit more. But it fizzled out towards the end of the season.
Yeah, he had some reliability problems as well, to be fair to him. The car kept stopping and catching fire, which is less than ideal when you're trying to drive one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a C. I think he was fine. I think that's about as best I can say. He was fine.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if Accelerate want to win another title, they're going to have a teammate that can help Ingram more. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say.
But what I would also say is if they are looking to bring Zelos into that main four, Chilton is the really good driver to mentor him along and take him through, because Chilton's been there for so long and from such a young age.
I completely agree. I think Chilton will be back next year. Yes, if so Chilton wants to be back, he'll be back. It's as simple as that, really, with him, isn't it?
Yeah.
And okay, the other Tom in the Accelerate life, Tom Ingram, had a pretty good year, to be fair to him.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, not bad. Second overall, six wins, nine podiums, 413 points. Came very close to winning his second crown. It's an A from the pair of us. There's not really what else to say on Tom Ingram, is there? Another really solid season. Ultimately, just missed out.
Pipped in the final round. Did everything in his power to try and take that title again. But yeah, not quite fast enough.
No. I will say the Hyundai's engine and cornering speed is fantastic. I do think they completely dropped the ball in the rain on several occasions this year. And potentially restricted Tom Ingram's ability in the weather. I think back to Snetston where he was poor in that wet weather race.
Easy for you to say.
Or not.
Put your teeth back in, mate.
He was poor in that Silverstone second race in the same conditions that Brands ultimately went into. But yeah, a good season from Tom. Will he be back next year? Yes.
Definitely.
And at
Team leader. He's staying in there for the long haul, I think.
I think you're right.
Moving on then to the Toyotas, and we'll start with Aidan Moffitt. Troubled season for Moffitt, but he finished 13th overall, took a win and also another podium, 138 points, and we've both gone for a C for him.
Yeah, look, this is a season that's been absolutely plagued by reliability issues for him in that team. It seems that every weekend he's come to, there's been a problem. Obviously, he's not helped himself on race weekends by poor qualifying performances. Only got out of Q1
once
at the end of it. Yeah, so look, he's not helped himself on that. However, on race day, he's also been hamstrung by some poor car and some poor luck as well. Do I think he'll be back next year?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
So, we know that...
You've caught me out by that one.
We know that MB Motorsport have signed a deal with LKQ.
Yes.
Which means that...
Some form of deal. We don't know the exact parameters of it.
Which means that they've probably lost a title sponsor.
Possibly.
They do like to steal his sponsors, don't they?
They do, yes. I've noticed that.
So that probably means they've lost LKQ.
Yep. But when they lost Laser Tools last time out, we thought, what are they going to do? And then someone else steps in. I mean,
one radical reason could be that Hill's moving to Toyota, which isn't happening, by the way. I've just put it out there now.
You never know. It could.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I've also, Moffat this year has been quite grumpy, even for a Scot. He's said some pretty outlandish things on his social media at times as well.
Yes.
I just get the feeling that he's just a bit fed up with the whole thing, really. And I can see him taking the year out and maybe trying something else, personally. Look, he's got a lot of resources behind him.
Oodles of money.
Yeah, a lot of resources. He could go and do whatever he wants. I can see him going for a season in the GT, see what happens. He's still very young in touring car terms, but he's never been close to a title.
No.
You could argue he's never really had the machinery to do so.
No.
But he's not attracting top teams. I mean, he's not even in the conversation for a BMW driver or an Atta driver or a Hyundai driver.
No, definitely not.
So, I don't know. I could, if he was to announce that actually he's going to try his hand at something new, I wouldn't be shocked, put it that way. He's been in the touring cars a long time as well.
He has, and that's part of the reason that I think he will still be there going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he was there going forward, but I don't know, I've just got a feeling that with sponsorship and the way it's all gone, and this season hasn't really produced what he would have wanted it to in a car that is capable of winning races.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced.
No, I think possibly Starline, although there is some sort of partnership there with Eurocar Parts, Starline might even step up and go, okay, we'll take it on a little bit further. Of course, there are plenty of sponsors that go along with Moffitt that may even look to take it on further. On to Josh Cook then, the best of the Toyotas this season, finishing 6th overall, taking 2 wins and 7 other podiums, 327 points in total. He did go into the final round with a very, very, very slim,
as he so often does,
possibility of winning the title, which was rescinded quite quickly.
By his own doing.
By his own doing, yes. And we have both gone for a B for Cookie.
Yeah, debut year in that car for him. I don't think the car was good enough at times. I think he's outdriven it along with his teammate Huff.
Yeah.
Has outdriven the performance of that car.
I was surprised how well he adapted to it, though.
Yeah, well, he's a good driver. There's no doubt about that. Josh Cook is a very good driver. As much as he might be the bridesmaid of the sport to a degree, he's a very, very competent driver. A good year, a better than solid year. To be going into the final round of a chance in a year in a new car is always a good thing. Will he be back next year? Yes. Will it be at Toyota? Probably yes. I could see happening, is if him and Watson swap with the LKQ thing, thinking that Watson's part of the MB Motorsport family. So Cook might go into the works Toyota with Watson going across into that one, maybe.
I'm thinking Cook and Huffy possibly in the main team.
Another option might be Cook moves across to Hyundai, which has been debated a little bit on social media this week as well. I think
I'd quite like to see that. I think he will stay with Toyota though, going ahead, and maybe a second year in that car is exactly what he needs.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that at all.
Because I think he's done pretty well considering it's the first year in the car.
Yeah.
We know he was always pretty good in the Honda, but it's quite a change going from that saloon-style car to the more hatchy Toyota. Yeah, I see him back, and I see him probably being in the title hunt again for the majority of the season.
I wouldn't disagree with you at all. Moving across to the work side of things then, and starting off with Andrew Watson, last year's Jack Sears winner. He had a mixed bag, I think it's fair
very
to
mixed
say.
Bag.
14th overall, no wins, no podiums, 120 points. It's a C. Obviously, look, he's had to move to a new team, new setup, etc., etc. But and maybe the pressure's told a little bit, but it's not been as a... And also, I suppose, in your debut year, anything you do is brilliant because it's not expected in that way.
Yeah.
However, I would say that this wasn't as good a season as the previous one. Lacked a lot of pace, seemed to lack a lot of confidence at times. It was fine, although given the high bar he'd set the year before, not quite where we expected him to be.
Yeah, it's just a bit... I always felt there could have been more from him this season. Him and Moffitt had a fairly similar season in their results, although they came by different ways. And he was definitely outshone by Huff. Definitely. Will he be there next season? It's really tricky. I'm not sure he'll be in a Toyota.
No, there's a lot of suggestions.
There's a lot of rumours going around that
he'll be
in
BMW or Jake Hill in a separate team.
I think that would be a really interesting setup.
It would be. There'd be nowhere to hide.
No, they wouldn't. But I think he'd quite relish that, having come from a GT background.
Yeah.
Most of those being rear-wheel drive. I think if he goes to BMW, I think he'll be comfortably in the top 8 next year.
Okay. I think he'll be back in one way or another, and I'm not sure where, but he will be back, I think. Okay, moving into the... Oh, no, I've got Huff still. Sorry, my apologies. 9th overall, 2 wins, a further podium, 195 points, both giving him a B. A good return for Huffy, who is a World Touring Car champion, lest we forget.
You were sceptical at the start of the season, weren't you?
I was sceptical because he was away for a long time. Look,
yeah.
I was not sceptical because he's not a good driver. He's one of the elite tin-top drivers. There's no question about that. But he'd been away from the touring cars for a long time. He'd only done one full season in the touring cars previously. It's not like he'd done years upon years and come back. But
a race weekend and a Cupra was all he needed.
That's all he needed to get back in the sport. Exactly that. Look, cream rises to the top. Yeah. And he was very good this season. There's no denying that.
It's well under his standard, though.
Yeah, I think the car has held him back at times. And I think the car's been quite rare. They want it to be as a team.
He was very vocal at the start of the season, wanting to go out and wanting to go and challenge for a title. So I think he would have been expecting to finish at the very least inside the top six. So to finish ninth overall, I think he'll be a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. He certainly looked disappointed at the final round. He had a few words to say, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he will be back next year.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be at Toyota.
Okay. Go on.
BMW.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get to why I think that in a minute when we get to the BMW drivers, but I think he's a natural replacement for BMW, which would then free up his seat for something like Thompson to come in, where funding might not be as big a blockage in the works Toyota. That's my theory.
I think he will be back, and I think he will still be that lead driver for Toyota Gazoo.
Absolutely fine. Okay, let's move on to the Napa stable, and we'll start with Dan Rowbottom, who is 11th overall, no wins, two podiums, 106 points. Can't read.
186 points.
Oh, it's not working.
Yeah.
We've gone for a C overall. You've also gone for a C, but with a caveat. You do like a caveat at times.
Yeah. I think we might have given him a C last season, which, if you compare the two seasons that he's had, this season has been far worse. Less mistakes.
Less David Brent moments.
But more or lack of pace in qualifying, yep, and a lack of overall race pace. And yep, he has been plagued with a few reliability issues.
And I think it's also important to note the car hasn't been anywhere near as good as last year either.
No, which I think is the biggest part to this.
I always feel with Dan Rowbottom in particular, he's a confidence driver.
Yeah.
And I think
Camish, Sutton, they can drive around a difficult car.
Yeah.
Rowbottom,
his confidence
has shown that he struggles.
Well, again, and I think he is more... Sutton will always put his own belief in his ability above anything else, which is why he's an elite top-winning four-time champion.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Rowbottom is a much more confidence driver where he's knocked more by things that go wrong. Something goes wrong for Sutton, he goes, punches a wall, maybe.
On to the next one.
Yeah. You know, with Rowbottom, I really get the feeling, having watched that documentary as well on the limit, that these things erode and just eat away at him and... I think this season with the car that's not performed, that it's just not allowed him to get into where he wants to be to really have a strong season. He's still done fine.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be back next year. And I think he'll be at Napa still next year. I mean, there's the help that he brings, a big load of funding. But yeah, I think he'll be back.
He'll be disappointed with 11th overall in the championship.
Yeah, I think he will be.
He would have wanted probably a top eight finish. And off the performances of last season, if he kept more consistency like he did last season, then I think he'd have comfortably been in there and probably best of the rest.
Yeah.
But it wasn't to be, and yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, I think so. Moving on to Osborne, 15th overall, no podiums, no wins, 90 points, didn't win the Jacks, 93 points, sorry, didn't win the Jack Sears. But I will say, better overall racing this year.
Yeah.
Pace, he ran near the front.
Yeah.
Okay, the grid is smaller, but he ran near the front a fair amount of time, particularly towards the end of the season as well. Both gone for a C. Look, he's never going to be the best at that team because you've got two elite drivers and one very good driver. So you're always going to be outshone to that degree. Do I think he should have done better in the Jack Sears? Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. However, this is quite controversial. I think at the baseline, the Astra was better than the Ford this year.
Ooh.
I just think that Camish and Sutton are very good.
Ooh. That's an interesting take. Let us know what you think about that one, because that one is definitely going to cause some debate.
I think
at the start of the season, Osborne would have been going, Jack Sears, that's my target.
Yeah, and he should have done better.
And he's fallen short.
And he was well short. And he should have done better. I'm not denying that.
And also the fact that he, again, hasn't taken an outright podium means that he's still going to be in it for next season. And depending on the drivers that come into the sport, looking at the spaces that might be available, he may even struggle next season if Zelos comes in.
Yeah, he might well do. But I'd also argue that potentially, unless they get something sorted in the summer, the Hyundai's better than the Ford as well.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, will he be back next year? Well, Dad owns the team, so if he wants to be back, I would have thought so. Although, like with Stroll, there has to come a time where you put the team first. Well, I don't think Napa are anywhere near that stage yet, and I think...
No, but he did rather well when he went and raced some trucks for Paul Rivet, didn't he?
I do think that the comparison to Stroll there is slightly harsh, and I think that he is nowhere near as poor a holding back the team as Stroll is for Aston Martin.
Yeah, but there are three other drivers to cover that.
Well, there are, but I don't think he's at that... I don't think he's holding back as much.
Moving on to Kamish then, who finished fifth in the championship, took only one win overall this season, and it took a long time to come, didn't it? But eight further podiums, 346 points, a B overall.
He was good.
He was far more consistent this season.
He was.
And he didn't have one of those Hail Mary nightmare weekends that he's had in the last couple of years, normally at Donington. So he's managed to get that bear off his back.
And
bear off his back.
Okay.
Yeah. Big grizzly one. And I think he's had a pretty good season.
Yeah, he has had a pretty good season. I do think that he's got this little mental block about wanting to beat Ash. I do wonder how much that... Just comments he makes in some of the interviews and that. I don't know. Obviously, you want to beat your teammate, I get that, but exactly. I do wonder, does he get a bit too hung up on it? I don't know.
It's your first measuring stick, isn't it? When you're in a team like that,
it is.
You know how close you've come as a driver to winning the championship previously, and you've got someone there with the pedigree of Sutton. You know if you can measure against him and beat him, you're probably going to be there or thereabouts for winning the championship.
But if you don't beat him, you should also not get yourself too down because it's Ash Sutton who is very, very good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kamish will be back next year. I think he's already confirmed that Napa, he signed an extension anyway, so he will be back at Napa Racing next year. We'll see if he can go one better in the championship.
Mm. And four better.
Sutton next up then. Third overall, three wins, 11 podiums, a split here on the grades, 365 points. I've gone for an A, you've gone for a...
I've gone for a B.
I've gone for an A based on that I think he's absolutely outdriven that car this year.
Yeah.
To what it's done. He has had some rotten luck. he's had the fact that he's come, as I say, third when you consider the driver at Silverstone. And again, going back to how he just brushes these things off, it'd be very easy just to go, do you know what?
Race is over.
But he recovered
I'll
himself.
Wait until the next one.
He recovered himself to 12th.
Yep.
Getting points, giving him a shot of the reverse grid. Obviously, Jake and his balls were not quite. Acquiescing that hope. But he gave himself the chance. And then in race three, he reacts to that setback by finishing second. So
it's a stunning drive.
Exactly. And we saw it at Brands Hatch race one, out of the championship. We know it's all done. Okay, I'm going to come get myself back to that. And he's done that so often. And I think that he did outdrive the car this year. I think it's very easy to say if my auntie had, she'd be my uncle.
Yep.
But he's had so much rotten luck this year. Alton Park. Awful weekend there with the
there have been, you know, three or four races where he has had that bad luck
and he was still in the championship.
The car is certainly not as good as it was last season, and we saw how dominant it was with how many pole positions it took and how many wins it took across the season. But I just feel he's at the end of it all. It's quite a long way off.
Well, it was, but again, that's not helped by the fact that in race one he's torpedoed by a Josh Cook, is it? I mean,
it's his friend though.
Well, I'm not sure. I know what you're saying. In the end, it was a long way off, but then you consider what's happened to him. It hasn't happened to Ingram and Hill. Yes, Ingram had some bad luck along the way as well. Hill was at a fairly Lady Luck's been on his side overall this season, which is, you know, you need luck to win a championship.
The way that Sutton started the season with that consistency of podium.
Yeah.
Was it 8 or 9 or 10 in a row?
Yeah,
And to then go on and miss out by as much as he did, I think he would have been just wanting that little bit more.
Oh, of course he would have done. But I also think to myself, can you blame Ash Sutton as a driver for having a driving penalty because of mechanics late closing a door?
No.
Can you blame Sutton for Josh Cook torpedoing him at Druids? No, Sutton had done nothing wrong in that. It's just an unfortunate thing of the sport.
Yeah.
Can you blame him for the fact that Napa didn't understand how to bolt rear wings down properly so at Alton Park it flaps open? I mean, these are things that... Okay, he has made mistakes throughout the season, as most drivers do, but I'm looking at those are the key points which he's had no control over, and therefore I'm giving him an A based on what he's actually driven on track and what you can control.
Okay.
I think he's done very well with
Yeah, I think most of my grades are based on what they would have expected at the start of the season.
I can understand that as well. I can understand that route as well.
Moving on then to the BMWs and Adam Morgan up first. A tricky season.
Something more bad, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We don't even need to discuss that a bit, do we? No. Morgan finished 8th overall. Yep. No wins, only one podium, 201 points.
And another grade disagreement.
Yeah.
I've gone for C.
I've gone for a D. I was D for disappointed with him this season.
I would agree with you. However, I'd also argue he's finished 8th.
I don't understand how he's finished 8th.
Nor do I. I've got no idea. But
look at the drivers that are around him. You've got, what, Rowbottom in 11th.
Yep.
Chilton 10th.
Huff 9th. Huff didn't score a point in the final weekend of Brands. But
no.
Mind you, Mike Morgan only finished one race at Brands. Huff,
an ATS just about beating him. It's just like, looking at his performances throughout the season, he's done very well in qualifying this year, and he did well in qualifying for a lot of the year. But I didn't see that little bit more. And I've been wanting that since he's been in the BMW, and it just hasn't come through.
I've been wanting that since he's been in the series.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Will he be back next year? No. I'm going for it now.
Completely no.
The big rumour on social media is that he had basically a 2-year deal or 2-year grace at BMW because he helped provide or gave him the BMW so many other Sicily Car Gods team. My understanding is he'd have to fund his drive this year if he was to be at WSR, and the cost is too high. Mm. I have heard rumours in the past that WSR's cost is 3 times the much of anybody else's.
Yes.
Therefore, I don't think he'll be back. I think he'll go race historics with his dad. With the Sicily brand, personally. And I think that we will see his seat taken by Rob Huff. That's how I bring Huff into BMW. Dick Bennett has also allegedly said at a race meeting recently that they're having 4 cars next year and 2 of the 3 are coming back. Now, those two, in my mind, are Hill and Turkington.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he will be at BMW.
Okay.
But I think he would be the prime driver, maybe not the prime driver, a really good option for someone like an Unlimited Motorsport.
He won't go there. He won't drop that far. No, he won't.
It's very low budget, which I know he's obviously possibly struggling for, with depending on what's in the background. And I think he would be a really good driver to go alongside De Leon.
More likely to go into Toyota than Unlimited
Motorsport. It would not surprise me, though, if he doesn't come back.
I think he's more likely to go to Toyota than within Unlimited Motorsport.
Okay.
Assuming there's a space when if Huff or Huff, Moffat or Watson go. Or Cook might also be going to BMW in my mind.
Everyone's driving for BMW few, haven't they?
So, no, I think Morgan's time in the series is done.
Yeah, so Morgan's teammate Turkington finished 4th overall this season. Took 5 wins, 6 podiums.
Wingfoot Award,
most importantly. 346 points, so the same as Kamish, but finishes ahead of him because of races won. And we agree on this one, it's a B.
Yeah, ultimately a bit too far off for the title this season. He's also had some rotten luck as well, some driving standards that haven't gone his way. I also do think that ultimately he's just not as quick as the newer kids on the block. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say. I still think he's a very good driver.
And in those last 2 meetings of the season, he was there to be helping out Hill.
Yep.
And all momentum went behind him, so there were a couple of more points that he could have gained there.
Yeah, and he was brilliant at doing that at Brands Hatch. Yes. And you could argue that won Hill. Well, it didn't, because Ingram messed up race 3. But it certainly helped Hill win the championship, particularly where he kept Ingram behind him for race 1. So, yeah, a good year from Colin. Will he be back next year? There's always a doubt in my mind if he will be, because I think at some point he will call it a day and focus on his kids racing. However, with the alleged Dick Bennett comments, 2 out of 3, well, that's going to be Turkington in my mind. So, yes, he'll be back, and he'll be back at BMW.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Moving on to the champion then, Jake Hill. First title.
Yep.
8 wins this season, more than any other driver, along with 8 podiums, 421 points, and the driver to beat this season. His form through certain sections of the season, he looked unbeatable.
So it's a C from us, and that's the end of the podcast. No, it's obviously it's an A star from the pair of us. Look, he's a very worthy champion. He's absolutely, as you say, it's it's good something I can take it away from it. It's to Ingram and Sutton's credit that they were able to hang on to his coattails to a degree, because he has done so well. His consistency in finishing high up the points this season has been incredible. As you say, 8 wins is just under half, 8 podiums as well.
He's also been able to make the most out of a car that traditionally would struggle in the weather, of which we've seen quite a lot of it this season, I must say. And he's matured as a driver, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
He's beginning to realise, and I think part of the historical racing helps that.
You can't really
dig
a car from that era.
When to go for it, when to hold back. And he's just had enough of that bite and that determination this season to really go on it and deservedly take the championship.
He's been absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And as you say, a completely deserving champion. There's not a lot else to say. Will he be back next year?
Yes.
Will it be at WSR? Most probably. Yes. And will he have a teammate? That seems to be the suggestion.
It does. Shall we get on to our end of season awards then?
Yes.
In the terms of for the drivers.
I was going to say, not to be confused with our award show that will be coming out around December time. This is just the 4 awards we give out every weekend, and we're just going for the ones as a whole. Controversial. Well, I've tried to go differently than you, just so we've got a conversation point, because driver of the year, yours is more obvious than mine, but you can go first on that basis.
Yeah, as we've just mentioned, Hill for me has to be driver of the season just because of what he's achieved, how he's achieved it, and he's done it not with ease, but with
aplomb.
Yes, aplomb. I'll go for that one.
Thank you. I've gone for Aaron Taylor-Smith just because he has smashed all my expectations out of the park this year. I also accept that in terms of the independence class, he wasn't up against much, but you can only beat what's in front of you, and he did it comprehensively.
Including his teammate.
And even if you say he won that wasn't a particularly good class, well, he finished 7th overall, which if you said that at the start of the season, I'd have probably laughed in your face.
Yeah.
If I'm honest with you. So, Hill was brilliant, but am I shocked he's a champion? No. Am I shocked Taylor-Smith finished 7th? With all due respect, yes, I am.
Yeah. So much so, he is actually my surprise good for the season.
We'll jump in there. Okay,
I am, just because it is Aaron Taylor-Smith. He's my surprise good of the season for those same reasons. I would not have had him finishing 7th at the end of the season. And the way he has driven and also led that team, he's done it with
aplomb.
He's done it with comfort and
aplomb.
With authority.
Very good. My surprise good is Huff. Because I say, not because I have any doubts of him as a driver, but there are question marks when you're away from a series for so long. Just rewind and listen to what I said in the driver grade bit. He has been very, very good indeed. And I was pleasantly surprised by how easily he took back to the series that he'd been away from for so long.
Yep.
Despite being a World Touring Car champion. Having raced there, of course, with Colin Turkington.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was mentioned enough this season.
No, it's just key reminder people that happens. But yeah, no, Huff was brilliant this year and surprised me in a good way. Villain-wise then,
we've gone for teams, yes. I've gone for Napa because they have not produced the best car that I think they could have produced. And they haven't given Sutton, Kamish, Lesso, Rowbottom, but also Osborne as well, the tools to go out and win the championships that they could have possibly won. Napa only ended up with 1 championship this season. And when you compare that to last time, or last season, is a real downgrade.
Absolutely. No, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I don't necessarily disagree with you. Interesting that they were looking to change car for next year, but missed not a touring car deadline, a self-imposed deadline to be able to get things in place. So they will be back with the Ford next year. I've gone for Toyota. Similar reasons to you, really, that it was great to have Toyota back as a works team and funding for, and then having 4 cars and 2 different teams. That's brilliant. I don't think they got the best out of the cars or the drivers they had on their roster this year.
And no, some reliability issues crept in there across all 4 cars as well.
Some pace issues, some setup
issues.
And Moffitt and Watson aren't bad drivers. We know this from previous. I know your Moffitt.
They've just had tricky seasons.
I know your Moffitt views are different to mine, but they're not terrible drivers, and I think they're better than what their results have shown this year. And I think a lot of that is down to the car rather than them.
Okay.
And I think that both Huff and Cook. Cook's done really well, but Cook always does. Sixth is Cook's perennial position.
Yes, he is.
I don't necessarily think that we got the best out of either of them, albeit they've had decent seasons.
Yeah.
And finally, my surprise bad, I've gone for Adam Morgan, a fairly anonymous season. And that's the reason it's a surprise bad, that you're in the top machinery, at a top team. And it just was, say, anonymous, really. I can't remember a highlight or really a low light of Morgan's season, which I think sums it all up.
Some decent qualifying performances, and that has been about it. I can understand. I, in turn, have gone for Watson, as we've already spoken about Toyota, and coming off the back of winning the Jack Sears last season, Watson would have been expecting probably a lot more of himself this season than what he has actually achieved.
Thank you again for everyone who's listened. That sums up our award show. We've got plenty more planned in the off-series, so don't worry about that. As I say, I'm currently working on quite a deep dive series, which I've been working on this morning and shared with you, and you didn't turn your nose up a bit, which is always good. We'll also have plenty of 10 minutes with. We'll be looking at some rule changes and bits and pieces. We're going to want to talk about that. Qualifying probably being another one as well.
Yep. Plenty of rumour updates along the way when we get enough to make a good podcast for.
Although, in the meantime, for little tidbits, we'll probably add some of those to our TikTok because they're more suited for smaller style videos. If there's anything you want to see us cover in the off-season, it's a long 6 months or so. So anything you want to hear us talk about, please do let us know. It just leaves me to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me on the casting couch today.
Please never use that phrase again.
That
has other connotations, mate.
Thankfully, I didn't get a cream pie from you when Turkey didn't win the championship.
As predicted.
So, thank you everybody for listening as ever. Make sure, as Sam always says, he says it all the time, get the bell on, subscribe. I should know if you say it all the time, but get the bell on, get subscribed, get liking, get sharing, get commenting, get interacting, get involved.
Yeah. We will be back, of course, with our end of season full awards ceremony where we will be suiting up.
And opening the envelopes.
Opening the envelopes. We already know where one of the trophies is going this season. Where will the other one be going? Do stay tuned for that. And we will be back with you with another podcast very soon.